What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God, find victory over sin, and live a prosperous life. Today, we are talking about how to love your wife. Last time, we talked about how to rule your wife, and we were coming from the position of the Bible where it states that a man is to dominate his wife, and a wife is to be submissive, and that's the dynamic between men and women. I gave 10 rules for ruling the wife, and one of them was that you need to rule with love. And I mentioned that that would take up a whole segment. So I just briefly touched on that. And today we're going to go into depth about how to love your wife. Now, there's two kinds of love when it comes to loving your wife. All right. There's agapeo. We've talked about in the past and we'll talk about again. And then we got agape love, which we've talked about a bunch of times. You must have both for your wife. Because as a man of God, you are like God and you have the love of God. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Outline what godly love looks like or agape love looks like. And so you got to have both. And I'm not going to go over what agape love is. We've had several series about agape love. And so I will link those in the sermon notes so you can look at them. And we've also talked about agapeo love. And so I'm going to talk about that again shortly. But today we're talking about how to love your wife. And the first thing here is to respect your wife. The Bible talks about if you want to love your wife, you need to respect her, all right? To value her is the key word here, is to value her. And the reason why you have to keep this in mind, because some people believe that since she's a subordinate to you, that somehow you can walk all over her, treat her like the gum under your shoe, and really run her down because she's a subordinate. No, you still have to value her and respect her. And I know men of God get this. We already treat our wives with respect. We don't treat them like a dog or some kind of a low-level creature that you mistreat. And we don't do that. This is a human being. She was made in the image of God, and she is due respect simply because she's a child of God. Or if she's not born again, she's still made in the image of God, and so she has a higher value than anybody else, especially if we've brought her in as a wife. And so let's go into the scriptures here. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 7. It says, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge," meaning your wives, "giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." So there's a few things in here. Number one, dwell with your wife according to knowledge. If you're with your wife, make sure that you know her. Generally, you should know what women are about. If you don't understand women, you keep thinking women are these complicated beings. That's only because you don't understand them, because you haven't been taught by other men growing up what women are really about. All right. So I encourage you to buy some books, go online, go to YouTube, listen to a few Red Pill content about women, study women, but also get to know your wife specifically. One of the attributes of love is to really to have sympathetic understanding. And so a person who loves another person seeks to understand them. All right. And so if you love your wife, that's what you would do. Get to know who she is, what she's about, how she thinks about things. That way you have an understanding here. And it goes on to say, giving honor unto the wife. So when you look up the word honor here, you'll see it means value. Always value your wife, especially if she's treating you right and doing right by you as a wife. You value your wife. This is how you love your wife. I can connect this to one of the attributes of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where it says, in the New International Version of the Bible, it says, love does not dishonor. And then there's another passage of scripture that says that we ought to respect everybody. All right. So this is a standard for your wife. And of course, because she's your wife, because she's a part of your family, you must value her and you must respect her. All right. So always do that. And it goes on to say that as being heirs together of the grace of life. So as she being a child of God, like yourself, if your wife is born again, you are an heir together in the grace of life. And so more reason to honor her. Okay, y'all in this together on a spiritual level. And he goes on to say here at the end, he says that your prayers be not hindered. So it's important that you value your wife. Dwell with her according to knowledge so that your prayers are not hindered. So if you would with your wife, but you don't respect her, you don't value her, you don't take the time to get to know her and understand her, you just look at her and say, oh, these women are crazy, they don't know what they're talking about. I don't understand them. And you never take your time out to understand them when you don't love them. And if you're a man of God and you're doing that, well, your prayers will be hindered. What that means is God's not going to listen to you. He's like, you got a wife, but you don't value her. Come on, man. I don't want to listen to what you got to say because you don't value your own wife. So that's the first point right there. You must value your wife, treat her right, dwell with her according to knowledge. All right. The second thing here is the love with agapeo. And so I'm going to go over that again. But in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25, it says, husbands, love your wives. You look up that word love in the Greek, it's agapeo. And that means to be welcoming to her, fond of her, to like her, to show affection, to be tender with her, accepting of her, appreciative of her, warm and compassionate. This is how you ought to treat your wife. This is what agapeo love is in relation to your wife. All right. So one of the things I've gotten in the habit of doing is when I see my wife is doing something that's helpful to me, I always just make it a habit just to say, I appreciate what you're doing, or I appreciate you. Always make it known that you appreciate what she's doing. Never take for granted her support for you. You know, even though that's what her job is, say that you appreciate what she's doing. Let her know, give her feedback that she's doing okay by you. You see, we see the word affectionate here, tender, accepting. You like her, you're welcoming. Some guys are, and I would say these are not men of God, or they're not walking in the spirit. They're very cold against their wives. They don't accept them. They don't want to be around them. That's not the type of treatment that God would have for a husband toward a wife. Now, this could be caused because of her behavior. It could be caused because he's not satisfied with her. Whatever reason, the bottom line is you got to work that out. You can't have that kind of a relationship. Right? So that's what agapeo love is. It's welcoming. It's fond of a person. It's being affectionate, tender, accepting, appreciative, warm, and compassionate. So that's another way of love and loving your wife. Now, these are all, this is one group. Okay, so you can't just take one and say, I'm not going to do the rest of them. You got to do everything on here, on here. So number one was to respect your wife, to value her, dwell with her according to knowledge. And then the second thing here is to love her with agape love. And we just went over that. Another thing here, and this is kind of the opposite of agape, is don't be bitter with your wife. Colossians chapter 3, verses 19 says, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. So the word bitter here means to be sharp or cruel, severe, to be disposed to inflict pain or suffering. Now, men of God, we don't do this. Sharp, cruel, severe, inflicting pain or suffering. You don't do that to your wife. So it's a given. If you have the love of God in you, which is one of the attributes of love is kindness, meaning that you have sympathetic understanding. You also have empathy. Then you can sense how you're making her feel. You wouldn't do that. All right, now, I can hear people already, well, you punishing your wife or not giving her something or telling her no is harsh. And she can say that all she wants. The bottom line is, you know, that's not harshness. That's not being bitter. That's discipline. It's the difference between discipline and bitterness towards your wife. Inflicting pain and suffering on your wife in relation to discipline. Telling your wife no or not giving her something or restricting her access to something is not the same thing. So men, I always encourage you, don't allow the spirits or people outside your marriage to tell you that you're being harsh if you're having to lay down a law in your family. Sometimes you're going to have to put up with your wife not liking you for a while. You have to accept that. But know the difference between being bitter and disciplining your wife, all right? But, you know, as a man of God, you have the Spirit of God, which regulates your treatment of people, and you wouldn't be bitter towards your wife. However, like I said, there are times when her behavior or your circumstances could lead to that, you being bitter, and so you just got to repent if you ever get in that space where you feel bitter. When you feel like you want to do something to her that would cause her pain and suffering, you know. And I would say that would be something very extreme. But that's how we got to be towards our wives, all right? This is how we love a wife. Don't be bitter towards her. Another way of loving your wife is to have sex with her. 1 Corinthians 7, 2 through 5 says here, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. Due benevolence is having sex. Because we see here the reason why the man has a wife and the reason why the wife has a husband is to avoid fornication. In other words, don't have sex outside of marriage. Right? So if you have a wife, you know, you should be having sex with her on a regular basis. You don't deny her that. She wants to have sex. You want to have sex. The wife, verse 4, have not power over her own body, but the husband, likewise also the husband, have not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. All right, so you don't want to be withholding sex from your wife because it could lead to somebody stepping outside of the marriage and having sex with somebody else who they're not married to. So if you want to love your wife as Christ commanded us to, you got to have sex with your wife. Have consistent sex with your wife if you can. It's important. Next here is to treat your wife like Christ treats the church, right? So love her like Christ would love the church. Right, and this is what we're told in scripture. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 33. It says here, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies, that he that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. For we are the members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. All right? So we see here that Christ wants us to love our wives like he loved the church. And so we see a few things here that's outlined in these passages. We see one, that we ought to sanctify and cleanse her, because that's what Christ is doing with us. Via the Holy Spirit, we are being sanctified and cleansed. And so I see this as far as her behavior is concerned. As a man, if you see behavior in your wife that is ungodly, it's important that you call it out and speak with her about it. The same way that Christ does us. And you see in the book of Revelations, Christ is exposing some things within the churches. He says, you know, you're good in this area. Then he says, there's some things I have against you in this area. And he goes down the line, hey, you tolerating Jezebel, or you lost your first love, or things of that nature. You read in Book of Revelations, you'll see what I'm talking about. And so as a man, it's important that you work with your wife in the grace of God to be mature in Christ. That's essentially what's happening. Okay. It says here that you wash her in the water of the word. So the word of God is your foundation for correcting her. If you see behavior that's ungodly, call it out and say, here's what the word of God says about that. We can't be that way. And I've seen this in churches where the pastor's wife seemed to be never really corrected. I've seen this happen where the woman was gossipy. The woman was mean to people, but the husband never corrected her. And I find that now to be a lack of love. You don't love your wife if you won't correct her bad behavior, specifically things that go against the scriptures. One of the attributes of love is love doesn't gossip, or love covers. You know, and so when you have a wife who's supposedly the first lady of the church, and the husband is the pastor of the church, the leader and the spiritual leader, why is he not doing his job to correct her bad behavior? Instead, he lets her just roam around, spreading mess around, being mean to people and disrespectful to people. And that's not love. So it's important that a husband correct his wife if she's doing something wrong, especially to other people within the church, so that She's not treated like some brat kid that just gets whatever she wants, you know. And I see that happening a lot. Men are not correcting their wives. And it may be due to he not having control over the relationship, meaning that if he does say something to her, she will cut off sex or mistreat him in some kind of way. But the bottom line is, it's a man who is a dominant and a masculine leader of his home, a true patriarch, he should be correcting his wife. And that's an act of love, all right? He is sanctifying her and cleansing her of bad behavior, okay? Women misbehave often, okay? Women can be like children sometimes, all right? So it's important as a man that you love your wife by correcting that bad behavior, all right? And of course, you can't be practicing it yourself, all right? You should be better than your wife in these areas. You should be more mature. I take it upon myself to be better when it comes to the things of God regarding my wife, so she don't have nothing to say against me. She can't call out something and say, you've been doing this, this, and that. No. And even if I am doing something, I'll apologize myself. I will repent of the sin myself. I will say, you know what? I was wrong in that. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm going to change my way. I'm going to do this, you know. But I let the Holy Spirit govern me and correct me before my wife ever gets to that point to where she got to tell me something. You know, so that's what you got to do as a man. You have to be the leader of righteousness in the household. Okay, she can't be looking at you and seeing all these problems with you, but you trying to tell her something. You got to be better. You got to be better. You got to lead by example. You know, so that's what sanctifying and cleansing the wife through the washing of the word is, as I see it in scripture. I also see that if Christ loved the church by equipping the church with these fivefold ministries that we talked about in the past, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, the pastor. I see those offices operating in that man. I'm not saying that he is a prophet or a teacher in the church, but I'm saying I see the services of those offices operating in that man when it comes to his wife. So I see a man being a pastor to his wife. I see a man being a teacher to his wife, as we'll go into scripture shortly. I see a man being a prophet. A prophet is a person that keeps the people on track. So as a man of God, you're keeping your wife and your family on track with God, okay? An evangelist is a person that he's the hype man for God. He's the salesman for God. And as a man who leads his home well in Christ Jesus, he's inspiring him to follow him as he follows Christ, you see? So I see many of those offices operating in that man when it comes to him and his wife. And that's the way Christ loved the church. He loved the church by giving those offices of services to the church. And so likewise, if you're going to be like Christ and how Christ loved the church, you also would have some of those services in you as a man in operation towards your wife. If you want to see those in, you know, in action, you go to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11. That's where it talks about Christ giving those offices to the church, you know, pastor, teacher, prophet, evangelist, apostle. So, and just to talk about teaching for a minute, because a man must teach his wife because it's instructed in scripture, which is going back to sanctifying her and cleansing her and washing her with the word. You must be able to teach your wife, all right? And so we see that in 1 Corinthians 14:35. It says, and if they will learn anything, meaning the wives, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. So we see here a scenario where a woman is at church, they're learning, the man, you know, the husband and wife are sitting at church, and the preacher or the teacher rather is giving some information out. It's not right for a woman to stand up. Hey, I got a question. And no, she ought to be silent and ask her husband what's going on when they get home. You see, so that man must be attentive. He must be able to understand what the teacher is bringing and then be able to relay that information and teach that information to his wife if she has questions and help her understand things. So I see teacher in a man. If you love your wife, you're going to teach her, bring that word to her, okay? If you love your wife, you're going to pull out the scriptures and be able to show her things. It's not to say that you are a teacher in the church, that you have a gift office in the church. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that that's one of your duties is to teach your wife, all right? That's how you love her. Because once again, y'all, we're all focusing on being transformed into the image of Christ, and we're focusing on sanctification and being glorified in heaven. That's the main goal here. You know, this world is going to be destroyed. You know, so we're moving into a new world. And so it's important that we be transformed to fit into that new world. And so one of your goals as a man in your family is to make sure your wife is up to speed. Your wife is growing, right? And so on, continuing on in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 33, it talks about Christ loving the church. Another thing that he mentions is that you ought to love her like you love your own body. All right. And this is further talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 33. It says, but he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. So if you love your wife, you love her like your own body. You take care of your body. You clothe it, you feed it, you do the same for your wife, okay? And this should be go without saying, but some guys are neglecting their wives in these areas, unfortunately, you know. And I would say this is more the soul of the man who does not know God, but it's important to know that these are the rules for loving your wife, that you must take care of her and accommodate her, you know. And like I said, a man who loves his wife is concerned with pleasing his wife, making sure she has her needs. When we look up the word please here, in 1 Corinthians 7:33, we see the word accommodate. Just like a hotel will accommodate you, make sure that the towels are there and that there's access to food in the little freezer, and it's all these little different things that are there. You making sure that her needs are taken care of, okay? Because you love her like you love your own body. He says a man who does not love his wife don't love himself, because she's essentially a part of you. It's like your arm or your leg or something like that. You take care of it. You don't mistreat it. And if you do, you don't love yourself. So if you mistreat your wife, you don't love your wife. Like I said, in the past, if you treat your wife better, make sure she's taken, she'll treat you better as well. You know, it's not to say that you wait. It's not to say that you go into the marriage focusing on her needs. She should be focused on your needs, but she should also be reciprocating, taking care of her. So a woman that's taken care of, provided for, has all her needs met. And I'm talking about needs. I'm not talking about wants. I'm talking about needs. She will, in response, help you in a better way. Okay. Be a better support to you. And it goes on to say that a man nourishes his body, cherishes his body. So the same you got to be with your wife. So we look at the word nourish, we find bring up to maturity. So same, like I said before, sanctifying and cleansing your wife, making sure she's coming up to maturity. Help women be mature. That's what you're supposed to be doing as a man, okay? Growing her up, making her better as a woman. That's your job. Help her to be better as a woman. Now, she has to want to do that. Some women are stubborn. Some women don't want to follow that. But your job is to help her be mature, okay? Now, this is where a woman gets to a certain age where she can help younger women be better wives. And we see that in scripture. I don't know the scripture right offhand, but It talks about the older women ought to teach the younger women how to love their husbands. And the only way she was able to do that is she was instructed by her husband growing up, you know, to be mature. And as I said before in the sermon, The Curse of Eve, The Duty of All Men, women are not born virtuous and prudent. They're taught that way. You know, a father will train up his daughter to be prudent, to be virtuous. A husband will take on the mantle after he gets her from the father to be prudent and virtuous. A woman is taught this. She has to be managed. She has to be grown. Okay. You help her along as she wants to be helped, you know, as she wants to grow. So she has a part in growing and maturing herself, but you also are there to mature her, to train her up. And it's an act of love. You see, finally, I see here that a man must leave his mother and father, you know, so what I see here in this passage is that a man must not be connected to his mother and father in the sense that they are in his family. I see this in Indian culture a lot. The mother has a strong influence within the boy's marriage, the son's marriage. So he's a grown man at this point, but the mother's still dictating what should and shouldn't happen in the marriage. I see this a lot in Indian culture. I've heard this often, but even in other cultures, even Asian cultures, where Chinese, maybe there seems to be this strong thing where the mama's running the show or in the marriage, and that can't be. A man must leave father and mother, okay? I don't see fathers doing this too much, but a man must leave father and mother. He must be detached. It doesn't mean he stops dealing with his family. He still loves his family. He's still connected with them. But the bottom line is that he does not have the influence of mother and father all in his marriage to where they're controlling the marriage. So a man must be free from that, okay? No mama's boys here. Can't have that. If you're a husband, you run your household, You are the sovereign lead and head. You run the show there. Okay, so you leave mother and father and you cling to your wife. All right, so that's what I got for you today. This is how you love your wife. Number one, value and respect her. Dwell with her according to knowledge. Number two, love her with agape love. We've gone over that, being welcoming, fond, appreciative, warm, and compassionate. Don't be bitter with her, meaning don't be inflicting pain or suffering or being sharp with her or cruel to her. Don't do that. Have sex with your wife. We've talked about other sermons about how sex is important for both men and women. And that learn some, get some books on sex. Make sex pleasurable. Make sure she's getting an orgasm and she's getting some pleasure out of that. Don't deny her those sensations. Another thing here is in loving your wife is to treat her like Christ would treat the church. We just talked about that. Nourishing and cherishing her. So bringing her up to maturity, being a pastor to her, a teacher to her, a prophet to her, an evangelist to her, washing her with the word. So a man must bring his wife up to maturity. By her older age, she should be more mature. She should be a better woman because of that man. You know, so if you love your wife, help her to be a better person. All right. All right. So that's all I got for you today. This is how you love your wife. And this is what the scriptures say. And I'll have all this information in the sermon notes on the website. Check it out. Study it for yourself. And until next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.